Johan van der Zyl was the youngest captain in Her Majesty's Royal Navy. This was at a time when Great Britain needed it most. The German U-boats were threatening the existence of the British people by cutting their sea lines to the world for the things they most needed to survive, not to mention allowing them to continue the war against Hitler's aggressive might single-handedly. Johan had some fantastic God-given abilities. At a glance, he could determine the speed and location of a ship by its velocity. It was with this knowledge he could accurately determine where the U-boats would meet and form their pack before their assault on the slow-moving convoy ships. Initial progress was sluggish, but his senior officer had taken an interest in what Johan had to say, seeing that no one else had any better ideas. Johan secured the admiral's approval for two extra destroyers to join him, enabling him to plot the meeting point of the U-boat pack. They had come in at night and found five U-boats on the surface. The Germans were so confident that they didn't bother posting lookouts, convinced that the warships would be, as usual, guarding the convoy. Emerging from the misty, cold rain at high speed, the destroyers swiftly deployed their torpedoes into the U-boats. Now it was the U-boats' turn to be easy prey. They were all sunk within a short span of time. The convoy they intended to assault passed through unscathed, a tremendous relief for Britain, given the critical necessity of the supplies it carried. The Admiralty recognized the urgency of the situation. It was no longer a time for ordinary protocols, but for desperate measures. Johan's promotion over many other carrier officers was a testament to this urgency, though it stirred resentment among them. Being Dutch, he was deemed inferior in the eyes of the British, compounded by his young age, earning him the disdain of his peers, who saw him as nothing more than a mere youth promoted to commander at the age of 20. When the Prime Minister got wind of this, the phone lines at the Admiralty were ablaze with activity. "I couldn't care less about naval protocols," declared the Prime Minister. "Promote him to captain and assign him a squadron of 8 destroyers. Set him loose to hunt U-boats." However, some of the more experienced captains were hesitant, refusing to obey Johan's orders. Upon learning of the situation, the Admiralty swiftly reassigned those captains to desk duty in a Whitehall office. Johan continually devised innovative methods to damage and incapacitate the U-boats, making the damaged ones easy targets on the surface, ultimately leading to their sinking. Following the war, Johan returned to Holland only to discover that he was persona non grata. Far from being hailed as a hero, he found himself despised and targeted by officers from both the Royal and Dutch navies. The sole employment opportunity available to him was a position as a deckhand on one of his uncle's fishing boats. However, his fortunes changed when Peter Gabriel, well acquainted with Johan's capabilities, intervened and enlisted him into his organization, reinstating Johan as an active combat naval captain once again.